In the name of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us quiet in these closing services for a moment around the Word of God, which I ask to read from the Gospel of Matthew, from the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 31. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they were in the ship, came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Amen. This happening is located in those times, or set in those times, where John the Baptist had just been killed by the King Herod. And John the Baptist, who is the one who went before Jesus and was a good friend of Jesus, and this sorrowful word had come to Jesus a few days earlier, and Jesus tried to go alone to pray, and he went on the ship alone. But then the people saw Jesus, and Jesus had still didn't get have peace to go and pray and do his grieving for John. But then there came this miracle of feeding 5,000 with very little food, and where there were 5,000 men and the wives and children in addition. Then began this text that we read, when Jesus instructed the disciples to go alone to the shore to pray, and he felt a great depth deep pain for John the Baptist. And so there was the will of God, and Jesus understood this. But when Jesus was alone in the darkness of the night praying, the disciples on Lake Gennesaret, in a great storm and a strong wind, when we consider our own lives, the life of God's kingdom here in the seas of this world, we have been able to pause as if on a calm sea here in our dear Opisto. Here aren't such great waves that are troubling us. But here in the everyday life, sometimes God has allowed that we would have trials. And why does he allow this? We go to the first letter of Peter in the first chapter, verses 6 and 7. And Peter writes, rejoice even though you may have to suffer for a while through various trials. Our Heavenly Father allows them. Why then does it continue in the verse 7 that everyone is tried by fire, and so is your faith is far greater? More precious than gold and is perishing is also tried. Through these trials, your faith is proven genuine. Through these trials, your faith is proven genuine, and that Jesus Christ is revealed will result in the praise and glory and honor. It is pointless for us to fear these trials excessively when our Heavenly Father permits them. And in addition with this, we want to remember the first chapter of James. It says, Blessed is the one who endures the trial. He endures will receive the crown of life as his reward. God has promised this to those who love him. Let no one be caught off guard by temptations. Think that the temptation comes from God. God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Each person is tempted by their own desires. It draws him, entices him. Then when desire conceives, it brings forth sin, and when sin is reached, it brings forth death. The enemy of the soul is very cunning and powerful, and tries in every possible way. To tease God's word, or to tempt God's children. When after these services we go back to our everyday life, there may be some of these waves of this world that come. But this text which we have read encourages or enforces this, that his disciples were doing a lot of work. And as we heard here in the fourth period of the night, it means this. It means that this time between 3 and 6 in the morning. And there we could think that the disciples were really quite tired in this rowing. Then Jesus walked on the sea towards his children, towards his own. And it was such a strong wind, with waves in the storm, that the disciples became afraid that now comes some spirit or ghost over the water. And so it happens to the children of God that sometimes they become afraid. But as we heard, when Jesus begin to speak that, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And then in our midst of our everyday life, in these heavy storms, when the Heavenly Father is guiding us, and through our travel, brothers and sisters, brings this message that fear not. God knows and knows how to guide. He knows how to bring this gospel that will bring this comfort and this power in these situations that each one of us in our everyday life have to face. I remember that it's not God that tempts us, but it is God who helps us in these temptations. But if we remember this, that when Jesus began his mission work on earth, he brought him into the wilderness, and he was tempted by the enemy of souls for 40 days and 40 nights. There are these kind of temptations that there is probably no one in these hearing of these words who have gotten through these temptations as Jesus did. There probably when he had been over without eating and drinking in the wilderness, that he would have liked to have turned the rocks into bread. But Jesus remained strong in the midst of these temptations. And it comforts us that the Heavenly Father, our God and Jesus, they know how to help us. When Jesus himself was tempted, he didn't fall. We can't in our own lives get into do the same. But it is enough that in this kingdom, the gospel, we want to humbly believe in our own hearts and accept it. And this gospel, through this gospel, we have get to receive this faith. And this amount of faith, when we continue this text, I mean, we've known to Peter to be quite ready to speak. Is it too strong to say that he would have had an ADHD diagnosis today? But when Peter heard that Jesus was coming on the water, and it came to mind that if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, no, come. And Peter stepped in out of the boat onto the water, and he started to walk towards Jesus. But what happened to Peter? There, the waves were quite strong and the winds were strong. And there came these doubts that how will it go for me? And so it happens to us that if we go on the water, a lesson for us, when the enemy of souls surrounds us and tries to get us in his net traps, and if we notice that it may go bad, but this portion of scripture teaches us this, that where we will get our help. Peter knew right away, and he said, Lord, help me, I will perish. And in this kingdom, the Heavenly Father has left all all which is needy for our children of God on the way to heaven, which he one needs, even this help which is offered on this world we might need, but when there's a strong headwind and we start to walk against a strong wind, there's no distress when our Lord Jesus is the one who is steering the boat. It is our gift, which has been made possible for us. Peter said that, "Lord, help, save me." Jesus very lovingly, and he wouldn't save it, and he'd never say very uglily, but he said, he stretched out his hand and said to Peter, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" The Old Testament, Old Translation said, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And Peter's faith became small, and it seems to me that here in the hearing of God's word here in Ranua, or listening on the radio or over internet, and one or two or in a group listening, I would think that I would find people who would have to say with me that this faith is many times so little, and many times we need to pray for this care of God. And this faith, the Holy Word of God teaches us, if this faith is big as a mustard seed, you could command the fig tree to move, or the mountain to move. And if I understand it, a mustard seed is very small. And when we finally have this faith, it is enough for the Heavenly Father. And we speak of the amount of faith. It isn't the amount, but it is the quality of faith. And it is this that the Heavenly Father, through his Holy Word, through the Holy Spirit, has opened and helped and instructed and preaches. This Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, we can believe all our own sins and temptations and doubts forgiven, and all those wrong tendencies that come from the enemy of the soul, we can believe them all forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. All sins are forgiven. Dear hearers of God's word, when we can believe all sins and doubts forgiven, then nothing can happen. It means all sins. It cleans, washes us of all sin. And sometimes it's said, even though when we can accept this gospel and believe all our sins forgiven, we are, for a very moment, we are without sin, but it doesn't last long because the enemy of the soul is so near and we are so weak. We can As a sinner, we can be righteous, and we can daily and momentarily believe this gospel for our own hearts. And so we can care for this faith, which is spoken of in the letter to the Hebrews, that without this faith it is impossible to be acceptable to God. And then when we humbly want to take care of this faith and accept this gospel humbly, we have this hope of heaven, and we have a clear destination. And that's why we want to believe. And this is why we want to be here listening to the gospel for our own self. We don't have to be worried about where we will go. In many speeches, it is often said, when a small child is the example, when you ask a little child of God, a child, that why do they want to believe? They believe, they would answer, they want to believe because they want to reach heaven. And this, towards this goal, which we can chart our course towards this destination. When Jesus and Peter had arisen, gotten into the boat, the wind died down. And so it is today, when we in our own everyday life, we might be in some strong storm. And when the Heavenly Father knows this, he brings help to us. And then it seems that the wind will die and down. And for this reason, here in this kingdom, it is good for us to be here. No one else can calm the storm. We cannot, with our own strength, get by in this storm, but we don't need to. We have permission to trust that the Heavenly Father, who has promised to be alongside his own children until the end of the world, he will care for us and care that this storm will not come. And even though in this text that Jesus walked on the waves towards his disciples, he says, "Fear not, it is I." When he had gotten into the boat, we read here that everyone that was in the boat bowed down to him and worshiped him. And they said, "Of truth, thou art the Son of God." It certainly must seem to this disciples there who were endeavoring in this boat to be quite miraculous when Jesus got into the boat and the winds calmed down completely. But then it also seemed to the disciples that when they saw and experienced that this is the Son of God who has gotten into the boat with us, and it became calm. If we remember, how the disciples, their faith became weak, but There are many portions in this Holy Bible where the disciples confirm this, that you are the Son of God, as they did in the boat here. But then when Jesus taught them, taught about eating his flesh and blood, the people felt that this was a strong speech. Who could listen to this? And even many disciples denied their faith and left the group. But then we remember how Jesus asked from his own disciples, will you also go away? But again, who else would answer but Peter, who was the spokesperson? Lord, where would we go? For you have the words of eternal life. And we understand that you are the Holy of God. And here at these Opistos services, it is so secure that every one of us can unite with Peter here, or join with Peter here in saying, where would we go? Where would we go from this? It doesn't pay to go from this group anywhere. And then when the enemy of the soul tries to beautify the world with great pictures of beauty in the world, remember what Peter said, that where would we go? For in this kingdom is all this which we need to travel this way to heaven. And one day we will go over this stream of death to heaven's glory. It doesn't pay for us to leave this group. In any case, in any situation, should we leave. And we want to proclaiming this joyous message to the outside, that you who are hearing this word now, or wherever you are listening to it alone, and if you are considering that it would be nice if this were waves of this world would become calm. And here at these services, the wind's calm, and we can be in the care of the Heavenly Father. And see, and for that reason, you who feel that you don't belong to this group, we want to offer right now from this speech, you have permission and permission to accept the gospel word. You can believe all faults of the life and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And so you will become into this group in this kingdom of God, and where Jesus himself is the steerman. And travel with the children of God towards the glory of heaven. And dear sister and brother, we have been able to hear the word of God opened. The gospel of God has been preached. But it does not end. This grace, there is room in this gospel and power in his blood. At these closing services, this same gospel, we want to be proclaiming to you in Jesus' name and blood. You have permission to believe. All sins, temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, you have permission to believe. And when we believe in this way, isn't it secure to go towards our everyday life, even though there may be some waves and winds, but we can trust the Heavenly Father's care. He will bring us through these storms, and we can truly trust this. We don't have to have any distress on this in these seas of the world. And we wonder, how can could God possibly allow such madness in human society, that the very authority of God, Word, and the Bible, and all Christian core values are trampled like under dust, into the dust. But the value of the kingdom of God's Word, we can remain believing, and all our sins forgiven. And I want to ask, do I have permission to believe all of my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to travel together with this group and remain in the loving grace care of God's Word. In Jesus' name, amen.